OJB's podcast, 9 July 2016. I demand my moon base. Our species has a lot to be proud of, right? Well, yes, in a way that's true. But there are many places where we could do much better too. For me, one of the most depressing areas is the failure to push the boundaries of exploration, to get out there, to take risks, to move forward. This has happened in many places, but I guess the most obvious example is the space program. The last Apollo mission was Apollo 17, which landed in 1972. Since then, no human has travelled beyond low Earth orbit. And since the demise of the shuttle, the leading space exploration nation hasn't had the ability to do that even if it wanted to. So what's stopping progress in this and many other areas? The most obvious answer is that the money isn't there. But, as is always the case, this simply isn't true. There's piles of money around, and the capability to resume a serious space program would easily be achieved. We could easily have a moon colony by now, for example. In fact, I recently read an article in Futurism magazine on this exact subject. Futurism is a magazine whose mission is to empower our readers and drive the development of transformative technologies towards maximising human potential. Sounds like a great aim, and I found most of the material there quite interesting, although a little bit optimistic regarding technology. Of course, I also believe technology, and not politics, religion or business, is the answer to most of the problems and the underlying source of most of the positive benefits of modern society, so they are preaching to the converted there. To get back to the practicality and costs of building a moon base, Futurism estimates the cost at $10 billion, and it could be done by 2022. Is that a lot of money? Well, it's less than the cost of just one new aircraft carrier. I wonder what proportion of the US population would be prepared to sacrifice just one carrier to get a moon base. I really hope it would be most of them. I would have to conclude that the country really has gone further down the path to self-destruction than I had thought. Let's look at the total US budget for 2015. The country spent $637 billion on defence out of a total spend of $3.97 trillion. This equates to 16% of the total. The only two higher categories were healthcare at 25% and Social Security at 24%. NASA's budget was $18 billion, just 2% of the military's, or 0.5% of the total. The lowest has been since NASA was created. So how much does that equate to as part of the total? Well, if you had a salary of $50,000, then 0.5% is $250, about what someone might spend on a moderately expensive family dinner at a restaurant. It really doesn't seem like a lot, does it? But what about the argument over what the space program contributes to society? Well, there are three ways it contributes. Direct benefits, like communication satellites. Indirect, but objective benefits, like new technologies created while the program was being developed. And the more subjective benefits, which exist just because exploration and pushing the boundaries is inherently a good thing. But that aside, we could make the same argument about the military or social security or health not contributing in an obvious way. From a conventional accounting perspective, it's probably hard to justify those as well. Perhaps the strangest thing is that it is often the most conservative members of society who want to make America great again, who question the value of scientific programs, but who fail to realise that that is exactly those programs which did make America great. Another factor which might be holding up progress on space exploration is risk aversion. NASA has become extremely careful about balancing risk against moving forward. The shuttle accidents didn't help, of course, but space exploration is just hard, and there will always be accidents. Some degree of caution is necessary, but it shouldn't lead to a virtual paralysis. Then there is the idea from some groups in society that science cannot be trusted, that it is out of favour in some way, and it has an agenda contrary to its stated one of establishing the truth about the natural world. Some people reject evolution. Some think climate change is a conspiracy, some think vaccinations cause autism, and others believe the moon landings were a hoax. These are all totally irrational ideas, but they all contribute to an acceptance of lower investment in science. Finally, there is the neoliberal dogma that free markets and profit-driven activities are always best. These people think that business generates all the benefits in society and that science is just a parasite on that. But I would say the opposite is true. Business is a parasite on science and technology. For example, many companies, Google, Facebook, etc., make a lot of money from using the internet, but the internet only exists because of military and scientific research organisations. The internet originated at DARPA, the Defence Advanced Research Projects Agency, run by the US military, and the web began at CERN, the European Organisation for Nuclear Research. So who is really exploiting the hard work and original idea of others? I'm not saying the military shouldn't be funded at all, although I hope there will be a time in the perhaps not too distant future when militaries are no longer necessary. What I am saying is that it wouldn't really hurt to spend a bit less on aircraft carriers and failed jet fighter projects and a little bit more on space exploration. And yes, I demand my moon base.